It's time to tune in to Hot Seat Haas. You are now tuned in to Hot Seat Haas. It doesn't matter if you're Gen Z, millennial, or straight up boomer. Give it up for your host, Hot Seat Haas. The following podcast contains explicit language. You can support this podcast within the Anchor app. And just like that, we're back. Welcome to the Hot Seat Haas podcast. You are now part of a community in touch with culture, education, and collective empowerment. And now, your host, Hot Seat Haas.
One thing for sure, one law that was passed is clearly being practiced right now, because I smell some weed. Someone is smoking. All right. You smell that, Marsha?
It is Hot Seat Haas, the one and only. Let's turn this music down. What's up, people? It's Hot Seat Haas, the one and only. Shout out to Leopold Jacobs, 1983, a lifestyle brand for your ugly mobile business professional. Hit the website, find something you love. Let me put that on pause. Sorry. Once again, shout out to Leopold Jacobs, 1983. Hit the website, find something you love. www.leopoldjacobs1983.com. Bubbles kept cleaning. All that great stuff. My new slogan, purchase, wear, and share. That's for the people that, you know, want to order some fresh or something like that. You feel me? In my truck? Nah. Another day, Monday. It's the Mondays. It is 1:23 this afternoon. 83 degrees Fahrenheit. We are in November. It is November, 7th, I believe. And the temperature's interesting. It's alarming. I don't know what you want to say. Just rock with it, I guess. Enjoy the weather. Is this an indication of, a cold few months we could look forward to or towards? I don't know. Light menu, even though I should be. This is a Deer Park sparkling lemon water. I should be popping champagne. But this is. I guess the last episode we completed 50 episodes. Excuse me. And for indie, somebody with a schedule like mine and, you know, all of this stuff, I commend it. Champion it. Kudos. Shout out to the Hot Seat Haas podcast, audio experience, whatever you want to say. Definitely appreciate those that been listening throughout all the years that we've been doing this great thing. I think it's a true testament, or just kudos to those that want to, that listen, that want to part, that participated throughout the years, whether you're active or you've, you know, listened here and there. The greater part of the audience was when we did creative content, I would say. We had a dope audience, a growing audience. And when we stopped doing that, a lot of the audience that, you know, listened to that podcast, you know, came over to the hot seat, whether they wanted to see what it was about, you know what I mean? And some people stayed and some people didn't. And that's fair because, you know, like, it's fair. I can't knock that because, you know, some people, I guess, you fall in love or you grow to like certain things or, you know, maybe certain podcasters or even just the collective. And in the sense of it, I would say, you know, like 1A, 1B. 1A would be the majority of people enjoyed the collective, which is totally fair. And then a nice chunk of the audience enjoyed Eastside Q and M. Dobbs. Definitely. And, you know, Rant definitely had his audience and his fans. Shout out to all of the ladies that was, you know what I mean? Rant had a great following of ladies, definitely. And, you know, we all had our audience of people that participated. You know what I mean? Like, Eastside Q definitely was probably the crowd favorite. But like I said, we all had our audience and it all contributed to the cause and everything like that. But like I said, we're on season 11. And this is the first episode of season 11. And I know, like I said, I shared it before. And if you're listening and you're like, damn, 11 seasons? But it is all, in a sense, there is some organization, there is some timeline to it. There is reasoning behind it. And it may sound like a vast amount of seasons. But if you've been doing this for a few years, you know, you're gonna have seasons. And the way I've broken it down, it all makes sense. And I explained that episode in the past. You know what I mean? Like, come on, like Grey's Anatomy, that shit was on forever. These shows were on forever, and they have tons of seasons, and it's a journey, and it's you can tap in at any moment or any portion of the experience and understand and find something that's entertaining. I guarantee. In any season, any episode, you can find something of value. But anyway, shout out to that. We're going to continue on doing what we do with our commentary and adding some cool things here and there. And all that great stuff. That is a fact. But like I said, shout out to everybody that's been on board. Some things on the table today. Let me see. Let's go to my notes. Bear with me. You know how I do. But I thought this was interesting with LeBron James. A hilarious thread of LeBron James lying for literally no reason. And let's get into some of these. And as most recent is, you know, he got on Laker game. He was decked out, donned out, in homage to Takeoff. Takeoff once sported a black suit with white shirt, black tie, I guess platinum Jesus piece hanging over. So LeBron James rocked that for the game the other day, and I guess he thought it was dope. And it's nothing wrong with it, you know what I mean? And that's the idea of him showing love to take, but niggas let him have it, and it's hilarious to me, and because they, you know, you dive into this thread. But let's not start with last night's hilarious commentary from LeBron. Let's go to this one.
I used to say, put yourself in situations where you're not in, you're not comfortable.
Oh, play yeah, outside that's my of your comfort zone. That's my favorite saying.
That was on the Stop his show, and he's like, that's my favorite saying. Like, randomly, this dude says this, and that's his favorite saying.
I had one coach, and he used to say, put yourself in situations where you're not in, you're not comfortable.
Oh, play yeah, that's my favorite saying. That's my favorite saying.
Hilarious. I'm not saying he couldn't, maybe that's his favorite saying, but just how ironic is it, how hilarious he is, even just, you just got to look at him sometimes. And this is one when he was, after a game or whatever, he had the Roots book holding it, and they asked him about this, the book lot.
Alex Haley, I don't know how far you are into the book, but what's your biggest takeaway so far?
I kind of just started a couple days ago, but I've read and a lot of notes over the years. This is my first time actually reading this from start to finish. But just a very, very smart man. Very, very, very smart man.
There's no way LeBron read in depth of anything of that book. Maybe now, but at that time when he was holding it, that was a flex. You know what I mean? They do these things to make it seem like they in tune or they're for the people. And I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying it's hilarious because if you've read the book, you should be able to express more than that. You know what I mean? I didn't read the book in its entirety, but I'm pretty sure I could do better than that. You know what I mean? The autobiographic of Malcolm X, written by Alex Haley, and it's probably the critics or people you can debate that it's the best account of Malcolm's life. In contrast to the movie, and it's like that in all avenues and arenas when you have a book and then they make a movie of it. Obviously, the book is better. It's more detail, and it's a great personal account, or you know, second hand account of Malcolm X. And that's just my freestyle. I don't know. I can be wrong, but I think I did better than LeBron James. And here's another one, and this is him talking about Kobe.
I watched the whole game. I seen the whole game. I was at home watching the game. And, you know, I said he was going to, before the game even started, when I seen, I said he was probably going to score 70 tonight. I don't know what made me say that. And my friends was with me, and they was like, okay. So when he got to like 70, I was like, well, he might as well go for 80 now. So, I mean, I'm a fan of the game. And to see that performance was unbelievable.
Interesting. I'm not saying he didn't watch it, whatever, but you knew he was going to score 70, and now he might as well go on to 81. What are you doing? People, I'm telling you. Flex that you know what your driver's license is about. It's another one. They asked him about the Godfather movie.
It is a question not related to the game, but since there's been a lot of publicity yesterday and today about Godfather Part 2, which is the scene or the moment or the phrase or the quote you like more from the movie?
Oh, from The Godfather. It's so many different phrases and too many different lines in that movie to just categorize one.
But which is the one which inspirates you, represents you more?
I mean, each movie is 9 hours long. I mean, what do you want me to do? I mean, there's so many. I don't know, I'll let you pick one and I'll roll with it. It's a great trilogy.
Another moment showing LeBron James having no clue of what he's, you know, just seems like he just doesn't have a clue about what he's talking about. And this is stuff that he's like flexing about or mentioning. Shout out to the garage door. But yeah, I thought that was interesting. And that, him on The Godfather. And he's, I mean, I guess it, to his explanation, you know, it's a lengthy movie and series, you know, whatever. But you gotta, it's got to be something that you can give. You know what I mean? I just thought that was hilarious. And where's the one for the most recent with him discussing Takeoff? Because he said that he's been a fan of the Migos. Man, where's that clip at? Let me go to the Googles. There you go.
A hard time she touched down my watch thrown out.
Sorry about that. Wasn't supposed to come in like that. Man, where's the clip at? Show the clip. Jeez, messing my broadcast up. I'm messing my broadcast it up. Want the interview. Oh, there we go. Holla back. Sorry, so low. I'm gonna run it back.
I'm listening to those guys for so long. I was listening to those guys when I my first year of the Heat in 2010. And I've seen one of my teammates back then, had no idea who Migos was. They were like cursing me out when I played throughout the weight room, and played throughout the locker room. I was like, I'm telling you, these guys are next. I'm letting you know right now, these guys, like, turn this off. I know what it is. And just fast forward, I mean, just knowing, you know, Takeoff personally, and send my condolences to Quavo and the family and the whole QC family and everybody. It's just, it's another hit for our community, you know, in the black community. There are like three people outside your household that you would kind of look up to for inspiration as our athletes. There's musicians, and there's, unfortunately, when you're growing up, it's the neighborhood dope boy. That you look for inspiration. And that's the unfortunate part. They drove nice cars and wore nice things and things of that nature, so you didn't want them back. So for us to lose another one, I mean, it just seemed like...
Why do you just keep directing me towards another
every time
one?
We get a good moment, you know, we lose another one. And like I said, my condolences goes out to his family, to the whole hip-hop community, to the music community, and anybody that had any relationship with him or listened to his music or met him. Literally the most, he was in here, you guys wouldn't know he was in here, he's the most quiet, chill, in the back, no problems type of guy. And just another gun violence that we had topical conversations over the last few years about that. But
that was LeBron. I don't know if the audio is choppy, you could really hear it, but I'll give a recap. He basically was saying that how he's been listening to the Migos since 2010, and he would play it in the locker rooms around, you know, and teammates would tell him to turn it off. You know what I mean? Obviously, they weren't ready, or, you know, LeBron was way ahead of his time. And being like this music influencer, hip-hop guy, right, that he presents himself to be, like, always rapping the lyrics and messing them up, and it just seems, you know, he is a product of hip-hop, I'm pretty, you know, definitely sure, but it's just hilarious how he expresses it sometimes, and he just was saying that, you know, he's a fan, it's sad, you know, et cetera, et cetera, and, just paying homage to Takeoff. It's just interesting that he did that. And he couldn't do it for Halloween. Makes sense. But it's just, to me, it's just interesting because all of the flack he was getting because of the Kyrie Irving statements.
Spinning the block.
Sorry. You know, I think that, I'm not saying he did it because, but I think he did it just to sway the attention off that, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people didn't like it. A lot of people didn't like him saying what he said about Kyrie Irving. But yeah, I thought that whole thread was funny on LeBron. We could probably move on. This In My Lifetime, Jay-Z's second album. It's like the anniversary of it the other day. Amazing album. It's probably one of my favorites up there. You know what I mean? For the sake of not arguing and having to argue with people, and I'm going to say Reasonable Doubt. And it makes sense. You know, I don't have to really argue that with people. But In My Lifetime, Volume 1 is really one of my favorites. Just, it's one of those, you know? Has a lot of records that kind of are standout records in Jay's catalog that kind of shaped his position in hip-hop. The character, and not saying like he's faking or, you know, whatever, but the idea of what Jay's about and represents, a lot of those records were very instrumental in the success and the continuance and of Jay-Z, Dame Biggs, and the whole Rockefeller. Shout out to that. Elliot Wilson, revered hip-hop writer and journalist. He was part of The Source. And, you know, he shared it and he was like, he's been working. And which is fair, and I thought that was dope or ill, because at that time it was a bad review. And I'll get into the review, but my bro said, how can you fairly assess something from the outside looking in, you know? And that was lucky me, sappy, with a question mark. And then Elliot hit back to my brother, got that one wrong. You know what I mean? And that, you know, and that, it's a, looking at it, I mean, that was a dope. Witty, great for the moment, great to, you know, like, not question it, but just to give some pushback and to, you know, It's a debate. It's debatable. It, you know, the five mic rating system at a time, you know, they got them wrong. They got a lot wrong, and some of the ratings were insensitive. Some of the ratings were just off. Why is it such? Why are they trying to take me to this other route? It's like fiending. But I'm gonna try to read the review, so bear with me because I am driving, but. They gave it four mics. Like a young Cassius Clay, Sean Carter shocked the world with his superb debut, Reasonable Doubt. Jay-Z silenced all doubters and showed that the brother, formerly known as Jazz's sidekick, was one of the nicest MCs on the planet. Originally intended to be a one-shot only tape of a deal, Jigga has returned with a second album, In My Lifetime Volume 1, which he hopes will elevate him to the bona fide rap superstar status of someone like his late friend Biggie Smalls. Noticeably, Life After Death, the last work of his fellow Brooklynite, has impacted the direction of this album as Jay attempts to balance future mixtape favorites, The Adrenaline Feud Streets Is Watching, and the sequel to the brilliant Friend or Foe, with 808, with 805 intended radio cuts. Sorry, the niggas behind me is probably like, what is this nigga doing? Sorry. With 805 intended radio cuts like Puff Daddy and Little Kim laced I Know What Girls Like, and the Babyface and Foxy Brown blessed Sunshine. However, at times, he noticeably stumbles while trying to appease audiences. The adventurous, You Belong to the City, will have you scratching your head as to why he tried to flip Glenn Fry's Miami Vice theme song, while Lucky Me is so sappy it's almost the perfect lullaby. Thankfully, these tunes don't distract from the disses pleasing moments. And I'm going to say that I want to read more, but I don't want you to think that I can't read. And I don't want to, you know, get in trouble on this highway. But I got to the point where sappy and lucky me, in hindsight, it's no way that shit is sappy. And I get what he's saying, but Lucky Me is one of the most incredible Jay in his catalog. The vulnerability and all of that, you know what I mean? And I shared it before, I'll share it once again. Lucky Me, maybe 6th grade, we had this English assignment that we had to share literature or a piece, you know, that we thought was cool, poetry, you know, a lot of people had poems and stuff like that, and I was the only one to have a hip-hop lyric as my form of literature that I wanted to highlight and read to the class. I had to read it out loud. So I think I read the first verse out loud to the class, and everybody was, it was shocking. It's something that was, you know, but it was so dope because people at that moment, you know what I mean? Because, like, you know, you go to a new school, it's high school. I mean, not, it's not, what, 6th grade? I'll take that back. Sorry, it was high school, 9th grade. Or 10th grade, one of them, but I believe it's 9th grade. You go to a new school, you know a lot of people because those are the people that you graduated with from the school prior to, but there's a chunk of people that you don't know, and you're meeting so many new people and making so many new friends, and, you know, you're establishing your identity and this, that, the third. From that day, people knew what I was about. You know what I mean? I was hip-hopped out. You know what I mean? I had Jordan. I think I had Tim's on that day. So, like, hold out, and yeah, and I did it. I think I put the Tim's on for a reason. I put the whole, you know what I mean, and I shared the lyrics, and people were like shocked, like I said, and the combination of it being shocked, like, wow, this is something that I didn't think that we could do, you know what I mean? I didn't know if we could use rap lyrics or whatever, and it was so dope that Mr. Joe Scro, it's my man, one of my favorite teachers, was blown away, because he was so, like, teachers, really anything. When somebody can show interest in something that you're fond of, it can really show, like, that level of excitement and all of that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can really show that, you know, like, you appreciate it. It's resonating. It's connecting. And I had a few moments with teachers in my life, or mentors, or you know, people in that position. And Joe Scrow was one of them. That we had a connection because he understood that I was passionate about English and writing and you know, understanding the different ways of writing and all of this great stuff. And he was so happy, you know what I mean? That, especially like, you know, black and somebody that's impressionable or that can really convey it and represent for it. You know what I mean? Like, it was so, like, dope that's what it was. Almost done on my ride, but if I don't finish all of these points that I wanted to tackle, I'll get to them on another episode. But yeah, that Lucky Me was dope. And then, like I said, it was a few moments in my, like, you know, educational matriculation that I got to, you know, connect with a teacher or a mentor or somebody in that position. You know what I mean? Because you got the work, you know? But that was dope. Shout out to Elliot Wilson. They're pretty dope. This is a cool one. Maybe 4 to 5 records I would play to someone that never heard Drake or was, you know what I mean, like trying to understand who Drake was about. And let me bring my title up so I can get these records out. Drake. Alright, so the first record, I think, I don't know if it's surprising to you guys and girls, but for me, it's a body. It's amazing. The level of writing. It's a timeless record. It's gonna be around forever. It's no date to it. Like, you know what I mean? You hear it and you automatically like it, and you get back to enjoying it. But let's play this joint. This is the joint right here. On my way home too, right? Ooh, check. Everything that I see, I want your high love and emotion. Ooh, check. Get over you. You left your heart for me, I want your high love and emotion. Yeah, check. Oh, around me, check. Exactly who you could be. Just hold on, going on. Oh, just hold on, going on. Step back. Oh shit, stop playing, Drizzy. I love an emotion endlessly. I can't get over you. You left your mark on me. I want your high love and emotion endlessly. That's a vibe right there. I'm not gonna play the whole joint, but my man Drake, that is a body. Was it Division? Dropped that joint, 1985. And he just said that record was a sped up dance record, and they just slowed it down, and that's what they came with that, and that's why it just sounds the way it sounds, because it wasn't intended to sound like that. And I thought that was pretty dope. It is Hot Seat Hot, so we're gonna take a quick break, and I'll be right back and grab a snack. And all that great stuff. Roll up, use the bathroom, get your son to eat, I don't know, take your phone with you though, and do all of that while you do all of that and still listen to me. And I'll be right back. Y'all be good. It's Hasi Haas. It is Hasi Haas. We're back. Let me close this. Too much air coming in. I don't want to stop the broadcasting. Put some air on. Because I just was, it's open. Something's open. I think the trunk is open. Yep. But while I'm fixing my trunk, let me play this record for you, guys and gals. This is another record I will play for somebody that want to hear Dre or Drake or never heard Drake. This is a joint right here. Drake, that's off Take Care. Hold on, we're going home. That was on Nothing Was the Same. Bear with me, I'm going in the store real quick. You know how I vibe. One second. Let me get 2 Al Capone, no filter.
I am me.
You should know about the same, man. Thank you, bro. Oh, here you go. Oh, I'm playing card. I'm tripping. Taking too fast. Yeah, that is the price.
It's like FOMO. It's like gold, so it's light.
Appreciate y'all. But just had a brain fart. I guess that's what they call them, right? I'm paying with my card, but I have change in because I thought I had a $5 bill, but I only had $2 bill. I mean $2 on me. So I'm trying to give him the change to make the difference, and then I'm paying my card. It really didn't make no sense, but I'm back, and what is it, gonna play two more records for you guys and girls, and I'm gonna get out your way for the day. Something light on the first episode of season 11. Shit is funny. Let me see this next record, and I have a few more on my few more topics on my list to get to, like 21 Savage Verses. But let's play these records. White people are idiots. So, excuse me. I guess that slipped out. Certain white people are idiots, yo. I'm telling you. Freaking dickheads. What the homie just did was just so stupid. I don't even understand. I really don't even understand. But this is another record that I'm very fond of, Fire and Desire, and this is off Views. This is a banger. And I'm putting on my seatbelt right now. That joint is a banger. It's one of my favorites up there. And you probably be like, these are the records you'll let somebody hear of Drake? Yeah. Hold on, we're going home. Cameras. And this, Fire and Desire. And I get the rappity rap Drake I could have threw in there, like the timestamp Drakes, or, you know, it's a bunch of them. But I think this is where he shines at. You know what I mean? Hey. This is the banger right here. Yeah. We're gonna ride out on this. This is Hossy Haas, the one and only.
Yes, I'm hurting, yes, I'm jaded. post these things I don't wanna say.
I wanna be around while you chase. You wanna hit me up when you make it. You'll try and come back when you're famous.
Back around,
I always wanna.
Sorry about that.
You wanna get me started.
Hey.
On this side.
That was Jaded. And those are the records that I'll let somebody, they never heard Drake. You know what I mean? Because it's probably a lot of the singing Drake, but the cameras he's rapping. And, you know, if you need reference to when he's rapping, I could definitely put you on. Pause. But yeah, that's the Drake I like. I like all of the whole, you know. I guess Trapper Drake is the least, but for the most part, I dig all Drake's paws. I guess. How did I get signed out? Over my garage. I'm in my crib. A light episode for to be back, and all that goodness. But y'all be good, and I want you guys and gals to be excited for this new season, cause we're not going stray from what we do. However, we are going to do some new things. And, you know, more, just different. You'll see. And, all that goodness. Shout out to everybody. On that note, y'all be good out there. Rest in peace to William Richardson and everybody. Hurricane G. Take off once again. Aaron Carter. Y'all be good. Chachi Haas. Peace.